Kamala Harris, President Trump and Natural Disaster, Mishandled Coronavirus Response. By Penny Starr on October 26, 2020. Democrat Vice Presidential Candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, made an unannounced stop at a polling site in Detroit on Sunday and used the occasion to tell voters that President Donald Trump and his White House are a natural disaster and that his administration's handling of the coronavirus is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of America. You know, in 2016, right, we remember what happened when we got hit by this natural disaster who's now in the White House, Harris said in a New York Daily News report. In 2016 they won by just on an average 2 votes per precinct, she continued. Think about that. The power of the vote. 2 votes per precinct. So let's make sure that doesn't happen again, shall we? Harris also claimed that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' remarks about how fighting the coronavirus is not the same as controlling it was a sign of failing to protect Americans. They are admitting defeat, Harris said. They have forfeited their right to a second term in office. The Daily News reporter editorialized that Trump, at a campaign event in New Hampshire on Sunday, gave a rambling speech and that the president ranted about alleged ballot fraud. The reporter did not include the fact that thousands of people attended the New Hampshire rally and loved what the president had to say. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden was once again missing on the campaign trail and remained at home on the second to the last weekend before the November 3 election. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.